Yeah, so it's Superintendent Gavin Hegarty.
And Chief Superintendent Anthony Pettit.
And we're here at a very special occasion here at City Hall, a mayoral reception for the Community Policing Division here in Waterford. And Anthony, the community police really play a pivotal role here in local community life.
Yes, well, community policing and the community policing ethos play a huge role in Garda Síochána right across the country, and that's replicated here in Waterford, both city and county. I suppose in the country areas, we would look at a lot of the local guards in the local stations as being doing community policing, working in the neighbourhoods, living in communities. And here in the city then, we have a dedicated community policing team who were awarded here today by the mayor. And I suppose in busy areas like the city, and when other issues are happening in policing, such as crime and so on, we remain to have that one dedicated unit that responds to community policing in the city and is available to communities.
And Gavin, there's a great group here today. It's clear to see everybody is sharing in the success and the recognition of the community police.
Yeah, we're lucky in Waterford. We have a really, really good, strong team. I suppose we're lucky, and in fairness, I have the support of the chief in that regard in allowing the resources to be in Waterford that allow me to put a really, really good, strong, dedicated team in place that really are committed to the, as the chief said, the ethos of community policing and being part of their communities, being embedded in their communities with the end goal of making their communities safer, because that having safer communities affects everybody and affects us all. And I'm really lucky to have a really good team led by Inspector Shea Keevans, who's a fantastic inspector over that unit, a really good sergeant both in Waterford City and Maureen Neary, and over in Crossland Ferrybank and John Byrne, who give great leadership to that team. But even within the team, there's great leaders who go out and get involved in their communities, work with their communities to solve community issues and community safety issues, work with the local community safety partnership in developing solutions for issues that arise in communities in order to make our communities just nicer, safer places to live.
And Anthony, is this a model which can be replicated even further? Can this success be built upon?
Well, this model is replicated in a lot of larger urban areas with that dedicated policing unit. I'm delighted here today to get the feedback of some of the local councillors. I've been speaking there to Councillor Hearn, who looks after the Larchfield and Sogan area, Councillor Bailey from the Kilcone area. And like, it's great to get the feedback and the positivity and how they value their guards in communities. So it certainly is something, resources allowing, that we can widen, improve the team, perhaps get community guards into some of the areas, even outside the city, that we haven't been able to yet. And it's something we look forward to doing.
And Gavin, there are so many different events here happening in Waterford that the Gardaí do have a presence at now. And that is important, isn't it, for all of these community groups and members to see that they have the support of the Gardaí?
Oh, absolutely. We're really lucky. Waterford City and County is a really vibrant community. It's a fantastic place to live and work. There's a huge amount of events. We've Winterville starting on Friday, again, which is a huge annual event. We have Spree during the year. We have the Viking Marathon. We have the Half. It's a fantastic place to live and a fantastic place to be part of our community. And we are very much committed to supporting our community in doing what they want to do. So whether it be Winterville, whether it's the drone show on Saturday, whether it's the Viking Half Marathon, whether it's the All Together Now Festival or whatever it is, it's part of the community, and it's being part of the community is what the Gardaí is all about. So we love being involved in all those events and supporting those events, whether it's the GAA, whether it's soccer, whether it's Waterford United in the League of Ireland, and gladly they're staying in the Premier Division. So we just love being part of the community, and the team here really it come to the fore in terms of what they are able to do as well. They're a really, really committed team, and it's fantastic that their efforts are recognised by the mayor today.